USA Radio News.
President Trump confirmed earlier today that a top North Korean official is traveling to the United States and will meet with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to discuss the details in the on-again, off-again summit that may be happening next month. Congressman Mark Wayne Mullins of Oklahoma says the North Koreans have to remember one thing when dealing with the president.
Kim Jong-un's regime thought that we would walk away because we didn't with Iran, but they're dealing with a different president now. They're dealing with a president that comes from a point of strength, and like I said, he used great wisdom being able to walk away.
A new poll out says home prices have increased for the last 12 consecutive months, with Seattle, Las Vegas, and San Francisco leading the charge. 12 of the top 20 cities reported greater price increases in the year ending March of 2018 versus the year February ending in 2017. And finally, in what some folks are believing is a terror attack, a knife-wielding man stabbed two female police officers in the city of Liège, Belgium. This is USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment and a prescribed plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
If you're looking for that cup of joe this afternoon, you better drive by Starbucks as they are closing more than 8,000 stores between the hours of 1 and 2 o'clock Eastern time today for some anti-bias training. Starbucks Executive Chairman Howard Schultz says this is only the beginning.
Well, first off, I don't know if there's any company in America that's ever taken on something at this level. It's interesting to me for us to be criticized for doing it for 4 hours. It's just the beginning. What we've said to our board, to our shareholders, is that we are deeply committed to making this part of everything we do. We hire 100,000 new people a year. This is going to be part of the onboarding training. We're going to globalize this. I've been through the training myself, as has all the global leaders. And this is something that we're going to stay with, not something that's going to be a marketing or PR. We could have spent marketing dollars a lot different than something like this.
Quick look at your numbers on Wall Street. Currently not looking so hot with the Dow as it is down over 400 points. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
If you are heading on a vacation, have you tried Airbnb? And if so, is it legal in the city where you booked? Well, it all depends on the zoning of the property you are renting, but one city that is fighting illegal rentals is Miami Beach. Miami Beach Mayor Dan Gelpert explains why.
Well, they may work in some places, but they don't really work here because at the end of the day, it's not the mom and pops that we're seeing here. We're seeing commercialized, predatory companies that are trying to commercialize our residential communities. It's not about a mom and pop or a grandmother wanting to bring in a college kid to make him chicken soup at night. It's people taking very nice properties, buying them, and turning them into essentially a flop house.
Airbnb's head of global policy, Chris Lehane, says not so fast.
I've yet to see a program being run by any mayor, any elected official, that in this time of economic inequality is generating $6,100 for a typical middle-class family, all without the expenditure of a single taxpayer dollar.
And what about those illegal listings in Miami Beach?
What seems to me that would be a common sense solution for Miami Beach, happy to do this if they actually really want to sit down and have a constructive conversation, is you could take that 35% of the city that's a residential area, make that an exclusionary zone. Allow the activity to be able to take place in the 65% of the city that's actually explicitly zoned for this type of activity.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.